What's happening? King Jew 23 here. I've been putting up some interesting stuff on social media as of late. Check out my social media pages. Yes, sir, at King Jew 23 on Instagram. KINGJUDH 23. Also, I'm on Facebook at Judo Life, JUDHLYFM. And the reason why I've been putting up a lot of interesting stuff, I have been talking about Christianity. Christianity has killed more people than gangs combined. This is the absolute truth. I know people are going to be in their feelings about that. That's quite all right. We're going to do a freestyle today. I've been watching a lot of things. Very interesting. Very interesting. China and the United States, along with Vietnam and Taiwan and other Asian countries, has been battling over the South China Sea. Guys, I'm gonna tell you something. They can go to war all they want over the seas. Yah controls all. Yahweh controls all. I don't know what's wrong with these people. These people think that. Welcome here, let the King to do the Light Podcast here, but King Jew 23 here. I don't know what's wrong with people. People really think that this is a serious joke or something, that a man controls the water, that man is taking over the air. And remember, I keep telling you, there's life in the air, there's life in the water. Yahweh controls all, man. So let China think that they running shit. Let the United States think they running shit. Let Taiwan think they running shit. Let the Bahamas and Dominican Republic and all these other nations, man nations, let man let you think that they control the water and they control the sea. They control the air. They control the clouds. No, Yahweh controls this. Yahweh controls it all. We're going to talk today here, man. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here. Maybe I'm wrong. And you're going to laugh after I get it out here, but I'm just going to be very open and honest here. Can we have a real honest conversation here today? Can we really have a real honest, serious conversation? I'm starting to really seriously believe, and this is not an attack on women, period. This is not an attack on women. But I'm starting to think about this and this is across all race, creeds, and colors. I'm really going to be honest with you. I'm starting to think a lot of girls here in America, they have some gay or bisexual tendencies. I'm just going to be honest. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, I read all this stuff on social media. Men ain't this, men ain't that, men ain't this, men ain't that. And this has come from the feminism movement. Feminism really made women really don't want men no more. And I'm really starting to look at some of the pictures. Look at some of the videos. You don't see no man slapping a girl's ass. You see another girl slapping a girl's ass. So my thing is, they shaking their butts together and stuff like, did you really see all that in the 90s? Did you really see all that in the 80s? Did you really see all that in the 70s? Hell, let's just be honest here. Did you really see that in the 2000s? Come on, let's just be honest here. This has really been going on, for this has really been a trend the last 10 years. Come on, let's be honest. I hate to really say it like this, and maybe I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'll be the first person to be glad I'm wrong. I'll be the first person to really be glad I'm wrong. But I'm going to be honest here. I'm really starting to think that 80% of women have gay or bisexual tendencies. I'm just really being honest. Now, if I'm wrong, please correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm just going to be honest. I think that is what's really going on. There's a lot of gay and bisexual tendencies. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit up here and act like men is not doing this either. Come on. We know this. I live in a city when I see this all the time. But Atlanta's a beautiful city. And that's another thing about Atlanta. Atlanta has the stigma of being a gay city, but Atlanta has a lot of cultures here. It has a lot of Latin culture. Go to Doraville. Little Doraville, it's got Asian businesses, and it got Latin businesses. It's minority business all across through Doraville. But they really want to promote the gay stuff. Why? Let's talk about the new color purple. Matter of fact, we're going completely left field here, right? I'm really starting getting real sick and tired of seeing nothing but damn slave movies. I'm tired of it. Come on, man. I am tired of seeing the same damn thing. Yes, a balsam. No, a balsam. Yes, I don't want no troubles. I don't want none of this. I'm tired of hearing the same damn thing. I'm tired of it. This is what they want black folks to continue to see. They want them to continue to see, I don't want no troubles. I don't want a massa, please. Don't beast me no more. That's what they want to see. White people and these white supremacists and these devil worshipers, that's what they want black people to see. They want black people to see, hey, you're in a submissive state. This is why I said Christianity is killing black folk, because Christianity will force you to go watch that shit. I am sick and tired of watching black folks get beat. We already know the history. We already know Deuteronomy 28. We read it. We already know this was going to happen to us. We already knew that we were going to come in ships. We already knew this stuff. So my thing is that why do we continue to watch the same damn thing, watching these damn slave movies? I'm tired of seeing that. I don't want no troubles. I'm boss, don't beast me. Boss, don't do this. Boss, as we sit, I'm tired of seeing black folks in a submissive state. But it seems like black folks continue to watch the same submissive thing. And this is the reason why they can give you the jab and you're going to buy it. You are programmed, and you got to get out of the damn program. Get out of the damn program. Start eating better. I had to start eating better. Now I'm starting to work out. Now I'm about to go work out after this podcast. You got to start clearing your mind, seeing the same thing over and over and over and over. I don't want no troubles. I don't want no beats me no most. Don't do this. I'm tired of seeing that. I'm the only one that really feels this way, and I'm the only one that really feels like I'm tired of watching slave movies. I'm tired of seeing submissive ass black folks. I'm tired of that. Why they never put Nat Turner out there with the slave revolution? Why they don't talk about John Brown, the first white man to help black people in the slave revolution? Why they don't talk about that? Why they don't bring that up? And there's still white people that come from the John Brown bloodline here that's still actively breathing air right now as we speak. Why they don't talk about that? Why? Why don't I talk about that? They keep bringing color purple, color this, and then you know what kills me more than anything? It's the same damn producers: Oprah, Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels. Lee Daniels are fucking faggots. Come on, let's talk real talk today. Tyler Perry, faggot. Oprah is a stud. Come on, man. It's the same people that promote homosexuality that continue to promote the same black submissiveness. Come on, you got to add all this stuff together. But Christianity wants to make you believe, oh, all people, they're good people. The Most High, he love you but hate the sin. Where do they have that at? Then they train you to think that this is okay to continue to watch slave movies. Man, come on. It's ridiculous. Sorry about that. My mouth was a little dry. But I'm tired of seeing the same shit. The same shit, man. But that was my two takes on that whole Color Purple. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm not watching no more slave movies. I'm not watching that. Now, if you want me to watch a movie, let's watch a movie about some free black people, and then they have to go do drugs and be in the mafia and go kill people and be slaves and get whipped every week. I'm tired of seeing the same stereotypes. You know what I want to see? I want to see black love. Can we see that? Can we see a black man pursuing a black woman and they loving on each other? Without them being gay? Without them being ghetto? Can we see something like that? But I guess not. And this is the reason why the conditions of the Negro man, woman, and child will never ever change until we start changing our mindset. And the first thing we got to do, we got to understand that the Most High is not a God, because the Most High said he do not worship gods under his commandments. First of all, it's over 168 commandments. So nothing we need to start understanding. A lot Christianity has blinded us to think that there's only 10 commandments. The Most High had over 168 laws, so what the hell is you talking about? I believe it's over 168. If I'm wrong, then the Most High, correct me, please. But the Most High had over 168 laws. The hell are you talking about 10 commandments? You get these white scholars and you get people like Kenneth Copeland that promotes these white scholars and promotes these assholes talking about, oh, Jesus loves you. And he's the worst devil in the whole wide world. You can't even ask him a question. Soon that lady from Inside Edition asked him a question, his eye got big as hell. That's a Satan coming out of him. Satan coming out of that man. That's Satan right there. But you keep believing these devils. You keep believing that they're good people. There ain't nothing good about them. Nothing good about them niggas. Nothing. Joe Osteen, he a devil. He's in child sex trafficking. T.D. Jakes, sex trafficking. Creflo Dollar, sex trafficking. This is the reason why Christianity has killed more black and brown people than gangs put together, because we have not put this together yet. But this is real talk. Allegedly, I think I snapped. I think I'm crazy. Who knows? But they're allegedly in sex trafficking. Because, you know, I say allegedly because, you know, if this gets out, oh, and people accuse or assume that they'll think that, hey, King Judas 23 is trying to discredit me. That's how lawsuits come out. But for what we know, and allegedly, they involved in sex trafficking. So how in the hell can you sit up here and talk about some damn, I'm listening to TDG, to TDJ, you hear what TDJ's got to say. TDJ is a damn pedophile, allegedly. Y'all better get off this Christianity shit, man. We're going to start seeing a lot of stuff that is going to be mocking the Most High. It is not of the Most High. Target now, they went and pursued a homosexual Satanist. Woo! I don't never go to Target ever again. Target won't get no more of my money. And if you look at their logo, you already know. Look at their logo. Come on. Satanism all over you. It's all over the place. That's why we got to get out of this Christianity spirit. We got to get out of this shit, man. We got to start waking up. We got to start understanding that the Most High wants us here to learn a lesson. You niggas running, still running around talking about, oh, Jesus this, Jesus love, Jesus. First of all, the Most High name is not Jesus. That's a Latin. Jesus has come from Latin. We already know the Most High is Hebrew. We already know this. So why would you call him a Latin name? Come on. Jesus is pretty much of Jesus. And Jesus is Caesar Borgia. A flaming homosexual. Why has homosexuality and Christianity been merged like a perfect family? Because it is not of the Most High. Come on, we got to start opening our eyes, guys. I'm not gonna be here long. We're gonna talk a little bit here today, and that's gonna be it. But Christianity has blinded black folks. And I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna say this right here, man. 85 to 90% of black folks are fucked up in the head. That's just facts. I hate to say it like that, but 85 to 90% of black folks are fucked up in the head. They believe anything. They believe anything a white person says. That's just real fucking facts. Go and let me tell you something right now. A lot of the stuff that Yash Karab be saying, a lot of the stuff that Dr. Sabi be saying, and all these other black with the old Dr. Sabi. Let me say that right now. The old Dr. Sabi before he was compromised, and all these great black female and male doctors, they won't believe a word that they say, but they will believe a white person. The white person is that evil motherfucker that wanted to kill your bloodline because they don't want to see black people and brown people rise. Why you think the DeSantis down in Florida don't want nothing with black history? Because guess what? The Most High chosen with the Negro man, woman, and child. He knows that. He knows who the Most High people are. Anything to uprise and to make black folk think, they're never going to promote that. That's why they're going to keep giving you color purple. That's why they're going to continue to give you homosexuality. That's why they're going to continue to give you all this shit that has nothing to do with the Most High. They're going to give you little baby. They're going to give you the Amigos. They're going to give you Gorilla. They're going to give you Ice Spice. They're going to give you all this trash, Nicki Minaj. They're going to give you all this shit that has nothing to do with the uplifting of the Most High people. But anything that has anything a smidge to do with something, with anything that has something to do with substance, they're going to, no, we don't want that. Take that out. That's hate speech. See, that's hate speech. You better start using your brain. You better start using your brain, people. You better start using your brain. You better start opening your eyes. You better start opening your eyes. I'm telling you that right now. You better start opening your eyes right now. I don't know what the hell is going on, but we're going back to Jim Crow. And all these scared to death Negroes, you're going to have to get rid of them. I'm telling you, we are going towards a race war. You may not see this yet, but we're going towards a race war. The director of the FBI says that the white supremacist is going to start this race war. Now, white people will start this war. But once this war gets started, trust and believe you me, it's going to be a very, very, very ugly war. It's going to be very, very ugly. See, right now, the Most High is revealing the Negro man, woman, and child is the Most High chosen. And see, right now, the secret's coming out. See, come on, let's talk spiritual today. Let's talk spiritual, man. Yahweh is starting to open the floodgates. What did the Most High say in his word? That I will reveal the truth from underneath the ground. Come on. Why are they talking about the these underwater cities now? The whole New York City is covered under is underwater underwater black towns that they had to get rid, they got rid of. The Most High said that the truth will be revealed from underneath the ground. Come on, let's talk. Let's talk, man. Why is Lake Lanier out here by coming? Why is Lake Lanier an underwater black town? It's buried underneath all that water. You don't know what these white supremacists. Let me tell you something, dog. I'm going to keep it all the way 100 today, man. A lot of secrets is in the Lake Lanier. A lot of secrets is under Lake Lanier. That's why it's life in water, man. That's why I don't be sitting up there playing that water, man. You know, what kind of spirits is underneath that water? You just don't understand. You don't know who ancestors is under there. And whole bloodlines probably destroyed in Lake Lanier. And you're going to go play in the water. And I'm going fishing. Yeah, honey, I'm going fishing. There will be revealed from underneath the ground. The Most High said, did he not say his word? What happened to Israel? About 2-3 years ago, this is during COVID, but this is during COVID. Israel found some documents. This is what they said. Out of their own mouth, the secretary of what was his title? But it's something like official historian here in Israel. He said they found some documents that will change the way people think about mankind. Now, what are they talking about? They were talking about the indigenous people. Come on, man. They even tried to take that shit up to space. They said they took 6,000 pages up to the damn moon. Now, we know that it ended up in the damn moon. Come on, come on. We smarter than that. First of all, nobody has ever landed on the moon. That's the first thing. Nobody has never. That was a prop. Neil Armstrong, that was a prop. That was a green screen. That's the stupidest thing in the whole wide world. We're under a dome. Come on, man. You're going to go up in space. We're under a dome. The Most High said, once you pass this dome, you are up with me in the kingdom. Come on, man. You will never taste that. You will never go up there. Man has always tried to go up there and they always get shut down. What happened last year with a big spaceship that all the whole bunch of fragments landed in Mexico, in the Gulf of Mexico? Yeah. What happened with that? They were trying to go to the moon, got shot right down. Y'all controls this shit. So when China and the U.S. and the Philippines and Vietnam and this nation, that, and they talking about, we want to control the South China Sea. You ain't controlling nothing. That's Yahweh. What is wrong with you? China talking about they run something. Where you running, man? You ain't running nothing, China. You ain't running nothing United States. You ain't running nothing Taiwan. You ain't running nothing Vietnam. You're not running nothing Philippine. I'm sorry, Philippine. You ain't running nothing. You're not running nothing. What is wrong with you? Yahweh controls those waters. And you better watch your mouth. Because something could happen just like that. And every last one of you some of the bitches be swamped under Yahweh. There's life in that water. One day, this message will go out. One day, it's going to be over a million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million people that may listen to this message. I mean, I've never received a dime from this. But one way or the other, before Yahweh comes and he has to whip everybody's ass on this side of the earth, on this side, this message may go out. This message will go out. There's life in that water. Stop playing China. Stop playing United States. Stop playing Philippines. Stop playing Taiwan. Stop playing Vietnam. You don't run nothing. Yahweh controls that. But anyway, because we keep telling worry about man. We keep worrying about, oh, China. China did a 180 in front of a U.S. plane and is causing international hysteria. Let me tell you something, man. Yahweh is going to control this. Do you? And I told somebody this a couple weeks ago, and I keep saying the same thing. And nobody want a motherfucker come and count on this shit yet. But I'm still waiting. If Satan if these world leaders wanted to blow up this bitch, do you think they would have did this shit by now? Well, yeah. So why they haven't done it yet? Why have they not blow up this bitch up yet? Why has not Russia have blown up this bitch yet? Why has this place have blown up Russia yet? Why has Vietnam have been, come on, man. Why has North Korea have blown this bitch up yet? Because they are still bound by Yah. Satan is still bound by Yah. Even though they work for Satan, Satan still work for Yah. Because he's still bound by Yah. And Yah tells him, you don't do nothing right now. My people still over there in the United States. Come on! So when I keep hearing these Christians talking about this, that, the third, the Lord is good all time, all the Lord time, all is good, and the Lord love you but hate the sin, that's bullshit. It's complete bullshit, man. Yah got his chosen people. And they're not all Negro either. What part of that don't you understand? Did the Most High say in his word that there will be so many Gentiles that you can't even count, but there will be so few? Come on, man. Why all this stuff start coming to pass? Why do you see all these white people getting on TikTok talking real shit about black folks, saying that we are real, the Most High chosen? White people saying this. You don't think they're going to receive the kingdom? Man, you better get out of my face. You better get out of my face with that bullshit. We need to stop playing this race shit, man. The Most High made everybody. But he already knew there were certain people that were not going to inherit the kingdom. Revelation 2 and 9. The Jewish people. The Jewish people are not the Most High chosen. They are a mockery of the Jewish people, which is the Negro, man, woman, and child. The real Jewish people. We're the real Jews. They call themselves Jewish because ish is like. It's not the real thing. So when you hear a pastor talking about, especially that fat ass, Bob Hagee, whatever that fat son of a bitch in Texas, that white supremacist. Well, so we talking about that the Jewish people is the chosen people of God. First of all, he's not a God because he's not an entity of the Baphomet. He is not the entity of the Baphomet. He is Yah. Yahweh. I am who I am. That's in Hebrew. But John Higgy's never going to tell you no shit like that, will he? He will never tell you no shit like that because his fat ass can never eat no more if he tell you the real shit. I'm on a roll today, baby. I'm on a motherfucking roll. Don't play with us like that, man. Don't play with us like that. That's why Christianity has killed more black and brown people than all the gangs put together. Because they sit there and listen to somebody like John Hagee. Oh, he gotta be telling the truth. That fat son of a bitch ain't telling no damn truth. no season ass having chicken being belly brisket ass nigga. He ain't motherfucking telling no damn truth. Hell you talking about? You must have lost your damn mind talking about he must be telling you that the Jewish people are the chosen people. Yeah, the Jews, the chosen Jew people, which is a Negro man, woman, and child, are the chosen. Yes. But the Jewish people that you talking about in Revelation 2 and 9 says they are blasphemy. It's a blasphemy for them to call themselves Jews, in which they are not. But they are the synagogue of what? Satan. So you're working for Satan as well. That's why your pockets getting lined up by these synagogues. Woo, we won't go. John Hagee, don't play with me out here, bro. Don't play with me out here, John Hagee. Don't play with me, Kenneth Copeland. Don't play with me, Crippo Dollar. You got to working for Satan. And these dumbass Christians go sit there and go watch you and say, oh, you praise Jesus. He's so good, please. But if you know who the Most High really is, you will start changing. You will look at Crippo Dollar and you will look at John Hagee and you will look at Joe Osteen and you will look at all these so-called pastors and so-called prophets a whole lot different, wouldn't you? But you don't want to look at them different because guess what? You don't want to change. This is why Christianity is killing more black and brown people than ever before. I saw something on Instagram, and this is the reason why I know Christianity is not the way right now. The Most High is speaking through me right now. I saw a video seeing this couple talking about, yeah, we just came home from church and we ain't changed one bit. See, that's Christianity for you. I know they ain't changed one bit. Better get out of here with that BS. When you start changing who the Most High name is, call himself Jesus. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Caesar Borgia, a homosexual. Why do homosexuality and Christianity go hand in hand like that? Because it started with the image. Woo, come on. What the Most High said that he described himself as? Black as hell. Not no white, blue eye. Most get out of here. Well, lost your natural mind, man. Man. And I'm sorry. So sometimes I get a little hyped. I get a little hyped, man. I just tell it the way it is, bro. Let's go to a small music break. We'll be right back.
Time for my ego, three times my my ill day. Four times my heat broke. Wanna know what we eat? Wanna know about our food? Hummus and pizza. Shout out to my phone. I-S-R-A-E-L. Where I dwell. My home, my town, my crown, my shell. Ain't no other place inside this world that gets down like us. Welcome to the holy land. The holy land that's righteous. Israel, we go hard. Israel, we go hard. Israel, we go hard. Israel, we go hard. You can do your own thing, but you can't go hard. It's us. Israel, we go hard. Israel, we go hard. Israel, we go, 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 go. Israel, we go hard. Israel, we go hard. Israel, we go, go, go. Israel, 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 Israel. We go hard. We go hard. We go.
Ben Blackwell, Israel, we go hard. I'm giving him the full credit. Follow him on YouTube at Ben Blackwell Official. Ben Blackwell Official. B-E-N-B-L-A-C-K-W-E-L-L. See, listen, I'm going to tell you something, man. If your music is hot, if your music is good, I'm going to start doing, I'm going to start promoting some independent Hebrew hip-hop artists. Hopefully we can start doing that here in Atlanta and across the country, you know, with new Hebrew hip hop. You know, we're just trying to, you know, if you got a right spirit about you, man, if you got a good spirit about you, got a good heart on you, man, trust and believe you, me, we're gonna link up, man. But most I don't want us to link up, but maybe the reason why. But you know, 9 times out of 10, if you got a good heart and a good spirit about you, man, you know, Most High will link us up, man. So I'm looking to do that pretty soon. Also looking to start a clothing line. I'm going to go on vacation this weekend. I'm going down to Miami just to chill out for a minute. Just to chill out. And I'll be back either Sunday night or Monday morning. We'll be back right at it, man. That's it, man. So. Anyway, the Most High is speaking, man. The Most High is speaking to us, man, through us. I'm just being honest, man. The Most High is speaking to us and through us. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. I haven't been on the air lately because I've just been feeling down. I've been angry at some people. And honestly, man, some of good brothers, man, some real good brothers been reaching out to me, man, really been talking to me and really saying ABC 123, hey, you remember when you said this? And sometimes when you need good-minded brothers, you know, to remind you who you are. You know, hey, you said this. You said that this was going to happen. You know, the Most High put it in you to say that this is going to happen, and it's happened. So, you know, I have to sometimes, even sometimes messengers have to be a curse sometimes. Messengers have to go, we go through things, man. We go through things. We really go through things. I'm not trying to put myself up there like I'm Paul, you know, I'm Moses or anything like that. I'm not nowhere near that caliber. Okay, I'm nowhere near that caliber, you know, but I'm just trying to do my little part. But sometimes, you know, hey, I get a little upset. I get a little, you know, weird sometimes, man. You know, and it happens, man. Okay. But anyway, so hopefully this upcoming week, we can get everything taken care of and go on vacation, just chill out. This is the reason why I'm putting out a Wednesday podcast, usually on my Fridays or Saturday or my weekend show. I put it on Wednesday because I'll be on vacation, but I'll be back next Saturday. Friday, I'll probably do a show probably either Friday or Saturday. I will do a show. I do like one show a week now. I do one show a week. And honestly, tell you the truth, we have done a lot of scripture shows. We have covered a lot of things on the six seasons that we already have done. We covered a lot of stuff, man. We covered stuff that's life in the water. We covered a lot of stuff about spirituality. We carry a lot of stuff about just the overall human nature, man. Human nature, okay? But we know that Yah controls all, man, okay? Don't sit up there and believe in man. They're talking about the debt ceiling now. Now they're talking about the debt. Let me tell you something. They went from June 1st to June 5th. Now, how you find more money in 4 days? That's because Satan is trying to play with you. See, this is, before I close today, let's talk about that, right? You're going to have a lot of stuff go on within the next 6 to 7 months. People are starting to wake up about this trust now. See, I want you to understand why all this is happening. Now you're talking about the debt stealing. They had 3 to 4 months to get a deal done. They could have been got the deal done. When they was eating at Starbucks somewhere, right? But why did they procrastinate? Why did they bullshit? Because they are ran by Satan. Satan needs that energy of worry. You had all these old folks, man, I don't know what I'm going to do if I can't get my Social Security. I don't know. See, Satan needs that energy. He needed that. Oh, man, yes, I'm powered up, man, yeah. Stick it to the fifth. We'll get some more. And then after I get drained after the first, now I get a little bit more, you know, get a little drain, a little more drain. Then they going to worry a little bit more after the fifth. Oh, now I get a lot more energy. Now, okay, this make the deal done. I'm full now. See? Satan needs that energy. Satan needs that energy of negativity. Satan needs that energy of self-doubt. Satan needs that energy of worry. Satan needs all that, man. My wife, God rest her soul, man, she got something I'm looking at right now. Pray more, worry less. That's facts. As a human, because we're in this meat suit, you know, you do have a little word come across your mind. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, that the word doesn't come across your mind. As a human being, yes, we're always going to be guilty of having that come across our minds, come across our spirit, come across our hearts. I'm not saying that. But when you sit up there and be like, man, I don't know how we going to get how we supposed to eat, how you think we supposed to eat, we don't get our money. Because you don't have no faith. I'm gonna say this here, and we're gonna close out. My wife died September 29th, 2021. September is gonna come up 2 years since my wife passed. Right? Me and my son had not missed a meal. We had not been behind on our rent. We haven't been behind on our car insurance. We haven't been behind on our credit cards. We haven't been behind on. And I got two vehicles, okay? One income, two vehicles. We haven't had no issues with being backed up on our utilities, our gas, our water. We had a little situation with our water, but all that is getting taken care of right now. We're still taking care of that right now as we speak. My point is this. I'm not here to brag because the Most High can take that away from us. The Most High, when one foul swoop could take all that away from us. I'm not here to gloat and say, yeah, we out here eating. I am not saying that. But what I am saying is when you have the Most High, and when you know who the Most High is, and first of all, you got to know who the hell you are. That's the damn problem. That's why we got all these sissies. That's why I said Christianity has killed more black and brown people than the gangs put together, because it kills your mindset. It kills your mindset of who you are. You got black women out here shaking their ass, and they out here, they are queens, but they decide to be peasants. Okay? You got black men out here that could be warriors, that could be kings, but they want to be transgender. The Most High is not going to sit up there and be in your mess. I'm going to say it one more time to the people in the back. The Most High is not going to be in your shit. Now, either you're going to get it right or you're not going to get it right. The Most High don't give two flying fucks what you do, but you're going to have to do something. Don't you ever think that just your shit don't stink. Don't you ever think that the Most High can't take what you can take away from it. I'm talking to somebody right now, because somebody must be got their head up their ass, because they found a little truth. Now they got their head up their ass. Let me tell you something. The Most High can take all that away from you. The Most High can even take your knowledge away from you. For the people in the back, beep, beep. Slow people in the back. We got a big little school slow bus, right? The Most High can even take your knowledge away from you. So when you come out here and you talk out your ass, you better understand that it's Yahweh that's providing. But going back to what I was saying, I have been able to provide and been able, we got a refrigerator full of food. We got, downstairs in our storage area, we got dehydrated food. We are properly prepared. I thank Yahweh for that. I thank Yahweh for that. That's Yah right there. Yah didn't have to do none of that. I got my generator. Yah, I'm telling you right now, I got my generator. I got my stuff going. I got my can of gas. See, that's all Yahweh. But I'm going to tell you something right now. But when you think that man is controlling all this, when you think that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and George Bush or whoever the hell these people think running shit or Trump or whatever like that, let me tell you something. Yah. Just like I said about the China Sea, China talking about, oh, the 9-dot rule, we run this. No, you don't run nothing, nigga. You don't run another nigga. Who you think you're playing with? That's Yahweh. Yahweh runs that. One big typhoon in the whole China Sea is in China. You better stop playing with the Most High. China is number one okay? I'm going to say this right now. China is a great trade partner to be with. I'm going to tell American people right now, as far as business, you better get with China. I am not sitting up here saying that China is not doing good with business. They're doing their thing, but they don't run nothing. That's Yahweh, brother. That's Yahweh, sister. Yahweh controls that. Yahweh controls these waters. Yahweh controls the Pacific Ocean. Yahweh controls the Atlantic Ocean. Yahweh control the Gulf of Mexico. Who do you think you niggas playing with, man? They control the Gulf of Alaska. He controls the Bering Sea. He controls all that. Who do you think you playing with? A hoe ass nigga or something? Y'all better stop treating the Most High like he a hoe. I'm gonna say that again. Stop treating the Most High like he a hoe, man. He could one foul international incident, one foul national disaster. That's Yahweh disaster, but we're gonna give them when they give us one big national disaster. China Sea could be up in, listen, he could rise the water right now, and all the water in the South China Sea will land in China and will drown all the people. You don't think he could do that? You don't think he could do that? You out here playing with the sun. You made yourself a new sun. See, you think that I'm going to tell you something. You think that you can control things, huh? You think you run shit, huh? But the Most High is telling you right now, I control all. You better get your mind right. But anyway, that's it for today. Okay? I got to get back to work, man. But peace and favor to you guys, man. And we'll see you soon. See you next weekend, okay? One love.